A part-time paratransit driver from North Philadelphia is becoming somewhat famous for his rap videos. Nafeez Middleton couples positive lyrics with scripted videos that cover domestic violence, suicide, and bullying. His videos have become viral hits, reaching thousands. WHYY's Trine Nouri met Nafeez on the set of one of his recent videos.
On a quiet corner near Simon Gratz High School, five neighborhood friends meet up to run through lines for a video. They're all wearing different colored t-shirts with the same logo, Started From Nothing. Nafeez Middleton, the lead actor, is directing everyone in the scene. Action!
I got that workout, bro. I got that work, bro.
In this video, a man played by Taheem Brown is selling drugs. A potential customer, played by Rashid Miller, flashes him the money. And just as the transaction happens, Brown and Miller pause, and Middleton steps into the scene.
Oh, come on now. There's nothing wrong with a 9-to-5, youngin'. It's better than being on these corners trying to grind something.
Middleton cautions viewers about the consequences of selling drugs. Middleton's role is both narrator and conscience in all his videos.
So I come as if I was never there, and I stop a bad thing from going on, and I will get in their conscience.
After Middleton finishes, the actors quickly snap back. Ultimately, Brown cuts the deal short. He decides he's not selling drugs anymore.
I can't sell you drugs to you, bro.
Damn, bro, what happened?
Unless I'm gonna fill out an application.
Just show people that no matter how big or deep the situation is, there's always space just to walk away, you know, and do the right thing.
Okay. So life may not be that simple where you can just walk away like that. But Middleton hopes his style of storytelling helps young people to make better decisions.
Trying to show them, like, hey, you could do the right thing, and it's cool to do the right thing, you know?
If you've seen his collection of videos on Instagram, you'll see that Middleton is kind of famous. He has more than 100,000 followers. Some of his videos accumulated 800,000 views, and a few have been featured on several hip-hop blogs. The topics he covers range from suicide to domestic violence to street harassment to gun violence. Brandon Diggs, one of Middleton's friends, acted in a video that discussed domestic violence. Diggs says people began to recognize him and actually thanked him.
I see like a lot of domestic violence every day. It shouldn't be condoned at all. A lot of people said, y'all hit it on topic, because like nowadays, when I walk by, females be like, oh, my boyfriend or something seen your video, and like y'all inspired him to look at me like a queen now.
Middleton is thankful people are paying attention.
I actually stopped a few fights, but I don't kind of rap it, though, because, you know, they probably going to think it's a joke. I kind of stop it from happening, and I talk them out of it, and I'll be like, you know, this is not the right thing to do. And then once I get their attention and they understand it, I might even show them a few videos. Like, I really want to stop you from doing what you're doing because it's going to hurt you in the long run, and I don't want us out here going against each other.
Middleton began finding his own storytelling style after watching a DVD series called Headshot.
Oh, Headshot is a rap DVD that came out of Philadelphia, hosted by Young Bob.
Aspiring rappers all over the city were featured. Here's famous rapper Meek Mill when he was 17. Videos like this sparked Middleton's interest in rapping.
And you know what they'd do is go around, grab the hottest rappers from the city, and they'd bring them all together. You know, they'd battle or whatnot, three rounds, and there'd be a crowd out there. You know, you'll think they was fighting, but it was never fights. It was just a big crowd of two spitters going neck to neck, cracking funny jokes, you know, making raps, and it was just like a funny thing. It was a good thing.
When Middleton got his hands on a few of those DVDs, he watched them for hours at home with his brothers, developing his own voice. But he says he never actually wanted to battle. He just wanted to inspire people.
But what really, you know, touched me when I started opening up and being myself and trying to, you know, rap things I actually go through, and also how can I avoid others for going through it.
Middleton told me he's an artist with a message. Most days he's either writing lyrics, scripting his next video, or feeding homeless people. On the weekends, he's working as a part-time paratransit driver to support his family of four. Middleton says he's just a regular guy who wants to make videos with a higher purpose. Trine Nouri, WHYY News.
Mentally locked up in penitentiaries for a decade and centuries. 4 years for popping willies. God damn it, you must be kidding me. Robbing us for our freedom. And no organs and kidneys.